June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are live with the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ. We got Cowboys insider Bobby Roberto Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back, and we are live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube as we try to get you to the weekend as quickly as possible. The way to hit us up, Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line at 877-881-1053. So what did everyone go with last night, and how did you divide your TV time between Rangers, Game 1 of the Cup, and softball with an obstruction call lighting up my timeline? Ralph?
These are actually, in theory, the best nights, but in reality, the worst. Because I'm conditioned, like, when the game is on, like, I just don't really change the channel. So, like, sometimes I forget to leave. But I also feel like it's so much fun because the one game is boring, you just flip to the other one. But on the other side of that, I don't feel like you can accurately break down the games for a radio purpose because you're flipping back and forth so much.
So why are you
Why
are you in here today then?
Right. But you know what I mean? Like, you lose. There are some things that you lose part of the movement of the game, the intensity of the game, where the momentum shifts. So you lose all that. But to answer your question, I was mostly in on the hockey.
Mostly.
I would say, so once the Ranger game, once the hockey game started around 7:15, I was pretty much in on that about 85%.
I will give you credit. That is the most creative way I've heard you try to walk around, like saying, like, I didn't watch women's sports and I don't want to get canceled for saying it the wrong way. I liked it. I liked the way you said it. Like, look,
Rangers
flow,
either.
Momentum. You got to watch these things. It was good. I liked it, Chop. That is a better call, Chop, right there. it was Rangers was what I was on. I mean, I flipped on, like I said, hockey during the commercials and a little bit of the College World Series, but that was it.
All right, Pepe, you're going to start the tiebreaker here. What'd you do? What'd you watch?
It was Rangers until Kumar Rocker forgot to look home and allowed two runners to go home. So, and then it was softball the rest of the night because that game was incredible.
Let's start with the final call on this radio station. If you turned it after the Rocker meltdown, you made a little bit of a mistake.
First pitch, he hits one on the ground to second. Down to a knee, Lau. He's got it, throws to first, and that'll do it. Drama over. Seager grounds out, and the Rays hold on to defeat the Rangers by the final score of 5-4.
The great Matt Hicks with the call. We are your home for Rangers baseball. Yeah, this thing looked like it was over. Shut it down. A Kumar Rocker meltdown in the third inning. It was 5-0, but then 5-3 after a Jonah Heim home run. They make things a little bit interesting in the ninth inning with Wyatt Langford coming through with two outs. He's sitting there on base with Corey Seager up, and Seager completes an 0-for-4 night. Rangers lose the second game in Florida.
Yeah, it was disappointing to see it. We were on the group text last night, and you had mentioned yesterday, like, when we get into the ninth inning and it's a 2 or 3 run trailing situation, you feel like, all right, game's over. Like, you can turn it. Last night, 3-0 felt like, all right, you're down 9-2 in the eighth. Like that's what it felt like watching them. I was honestly surprised when they started to believe a little bit. When Wyatt Langford got the double, And it's like, all right, it's 5-3 in the fifth. Maybe they're actually turning things around a little bit. But yeah, the Kumar Rocker meltdown, it felt like this was going to be a long night just from the very first pitch, which he skipped like 3 feet short, it felt like.
But then he struck out the side on 10 pitches in the second.
Yeah. And that seems like that's going to be the Kumar Rocker experience for now, at least. Like, he is going to be wild at times, and then at other times he's going to look super dominant, which that was kind of the book on him at Vanderbilt, I feel like.
3 1/3, RJ, 6 hits, 5 earned, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts, and an inning from hell.
And one not covering first base as quickly. See, and that's the thing. He did cover the bag. He was just slow.
He's a big guy.
He was just, he was just slow to get over there. I'm not giving a pass on it, but it's like, all right, it's not like, you know, when you.
Bassick did not give a pass.
No, he didn't. But
he
Bassick
was saying, first time all year that a Rangers pitcher has shown that type of hesitation. He's coming close to cracking.
I'm really excited. It's building. You can hear like Mike coming out. Like Mike is about ready to snap, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, look, we haven't seen enough of Kumar to see like how fast he is. Like, you know,
see effort off the mound.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I didn't see like a lack of effort. I saw a hesitation.
Okay,
you know, and that to me is a different, like, a lack of effort. Gerrit Cole in the World Series, that was just like a brain fart. That was an excuse. This was like, he was just, it's like he just paused a second. I don't know if he thought the ball was going a second, as opposed to going, you know, as opposed to the first baseman going over to get it.
Well, that definitely was not the worst part of his night. It was moping while looking out at right field.
Yes.
While another run was coming around third.
Yes, that is the worst part. That's very, you know, we've seen that. That was Chuck Knobloch pointing at the baseball. Playing the baseball, right? We've seen that before. We've seen this from like, you know, a half a dozen other guys where they're arguing with the ump or they're doing something else, and all of a sudden you're not paying attention to what else is going on. Oh, wait, crap, there's other guys on base.
I was a little surprised that Bochy let him come back out. I thought that was going to be a punishment. I thought that was going to be harsh words after the game. But I think because it was 5-0 at the time, they'll like go out there and get some work, and the offense finally woke up a little bit.
5-0 also. I mean, you didn't want to have to use your bullpen for 5 innings at that point, because even if let's assume that Tampa never relinquishes the lead, they're only going to have 8 at-bats. They're not going to 9, so you only have 5 more. Do you really want to burn your bullpen for that?
I mean, this the other thing about that last night, when Rocker just kind of slowly jogs off. It's, if any team should know, and I know it's been forever, but if any team should know it, it's Texas. Like, should know that, because that was the very first playoff series this organization ever won in their history, 2010, against the Rays, was David Price lollygagging on 2 separate occasions in the game clincher, and somebody scoring from second running around the bases. And so it's a little history repeating itself against Tampa.
So they're 0-2 in Tampa. They're still 4.5 back. You know, thank goodness for the sorry, mediocre American League West. Jared Sandler's Houston Astros, though, are leading the division, 0.5 game up on Seattle. We are only 0.5 game up on Wash's Angels, who are 3-7 in their last 10. And then the Athletics have totally sunk, 1-9 in their last 10. They're 11 games back. Jack Leiter on the mound today. Same pregame, same start time on 105.3 The Fan. Now let's head on over to RJ Choppy's TV.
Nugent Hopkins on the left half-boards under pressure. Turns and gives it up. Beautiful pass. McDavid in front. One time and score! Leon Draisaitl! 4-3! Edmonton in overtime!
An explosion on Oilers radio as Draisaitl gets number 2. And Edmonton, they started off 1-0. They fall behind. They come out with the game 1 win, a huge sigh of relief after last year falling behind 0-3. Oh,
yeah, I have to say, this was the way this game started. This was a surprise. Florida was just dominating this. They were up 3-1. And they, like you said, they fell down 1-0 and they came right back. Bam, bam, bam. And it just showed, like, in the intermission. It's funny, Lundqvist is always talking about, you know, he's always got like the goalie's back. Say, no, that should have been a no goal where the player, you know, fell down. But look, Florida was so good. And they were saying there's no way Edmonton wins this game. And here comes Edmonton, And they get the 3-2 goal, which was really big because it was like right after the Panthers made it 3-1. And then they tie it. And then Draisaitl, this is now, he set a record. This is the seventh different month he's had an overtime goal this year. Nobody in the history of the sport has had more than four.
Wow.
Four different months where they've had an overtime game winner. And this is his seventh. He's done it every month since March. Guys, the guy's a machine. He's a machine. And McDavid's like, yeah, this is the best guy in the world. He's a little invisible because he's playing next to McDavid, on the national scene. But the hockey fan knows like this is the guy who is maybe the second best player in the sport.
I like I said, I was flipping back and forth, so I was on the hockey very little, but I don't know about y'all. On social media last night, how much praise I saw for Gretzky? Like, was Gretzky really good last night? I saw a lot of people talking up how entertaining they thought Gretzky was.
It's hard for me to listen because it's like, it just looks like they kind of roll him out there, and I can't tell if it's AI Gretzky or not.
Yeah. I thought you were going to stop your sentence with social media was saying Gretzky was really good. He was pretty good. Pretty good player.
Enjoying some of it. I guess he also had like a moment where he didn't know some pop culture stuff and kept getting like schooled on it. And so people were just like, oh, look at Gretzky discovering the world. This is so cute.
When Lundqvist is on the broadcast, I find it hard to pay attention to anything else. But he's so well-dressed.
Just so well-dressed. So Edmonton takes the 1-0 series lead. Does it make you feel a little bit better about the Stars' elimination? And now we'll head on over to Peyton Russell's television. ESPN with the call, despite four errors, the number 6 seed Texas Longhorns win the opener 2-1 over Tech.
What an incredible game. And both pitchers were going back and forth, low scoring, 2-1, like you said there, Sean. Kennedy for Texas Tech, the pitcher there, she was incredible the entire game. She's had some incredible run going on where I think Texas Tech hasn't trailed the entire postseason because of her, or at least the College World Series. But yeah, game one goes to Texas. And man, we'll start off with the obstruction call that you brought up earlier. That was a big thing that Texas fans were irate about, was the runner, the Texas Tech runner in the top of the fifth, I believe, was thrown out by half a mile and a half, you could say. But because the Texas shortstop, her foot was in the baseline, the letter of the law says it's obstruction. You got to let a clear path in there. This isn't like the catcher blocking home plate. It was just the way she caught it. Her left foot was in the baseline, so they called obstruction. And then the next batter hit a single. Texas Tech took the lead. And that could have been the game. That really could have been it. But then Candy makes a mistake in the bottom of the sixth. Two runners on, second and third. And they were trying to intentional walk the batter. She needed four pitches outside the zone to walk the batter to get another hitter up there. And she left one right over the middle of the plate. And it was a 3-0 pitch, too. And then Texas took advantage of it and scored.
And the real questions here are, why were you really watching and who were you really rooting for in your household?
House divided, Sean. Mackenzie went to Texas Tech, me being a diehard Texas fan, back and forth. But yeah, it's a win-win. I'm fans of like 9 different schools now. So, it's a win-win here for me. But yeah, I was rooting for Texas, but it's not a sport that I can say I follow a whole bunch. So it's like if Texas would have lost, I'm not going to, be throwing a hissy fit afterwards.
He's so full of it. You can hear who he's rooting for. He's like, Kennedy, that star pitcher for Texas Tech. She's so great. Oh my gosh.
Did she get like $1 million NIL deal?
Yeah, to go to Tech. Yeah.
He was complaining last night in the text about her, the pitcher missing the 3-0. He's like, how ridiculous was that? And it's like, you should be happy. If you're a Texas fan, you should be happy.
Did McKenzie watch the entire game?
No, she did not. She was just wondering, are we winning? I was like, not right now.
It's a BS call, by the way. The obstruction. It's a bogus call.
It's stupid.
You have to give a clear path to the back. You also have to allow for the fielder to catch the ball. And if the ball brings you into the base path, too bad, so sad. Like this is... This is not real. This is not real.
There's got to be common sense made, I think.
This happened in baseball a couple years ago, though, didn't it? Where somebody was too far up the baseline. Like, it was an easy thrown out by a full mile. And they were like, well, you were too far up the baseline. And so that's you obstructed
at
his
home,
path.
At home. That was Jonah Heim that happened to him.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Chicago.
He was like a step out.
This is a second base.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Heim one was ridiculous, too.
Yeah, it's absurd.
So that's last night on your television. Let us know what you tuned into on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. We got a Rangers ticket giveaway for you to win during the 720 Expressway. We need you to stick around for that as part of the 6 a.m. Club, our best audience of the entire show. But we'll never get over Luka. We got some Jalen Brunson regret. What about letting Rick Carlisle get out the door? Any Mavs rearview mirror with the NBA Finals starting tonight? Did we let three of the greats actually go out of DFW? That's next. The Phoenix Suns have a brand new coach as well, and Adam Silver continuing to feed the conspiracy theorists over the Mavs getting the number one pick after this.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game one of the NBA Finals tonight with the Indiana Pacers visiting the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think there's been one finals in the past 20 years, which people expected a bigger beatdown because all the predictions I've seen are either OKC in five or a sweep. Who are you rooting for? Are you rooting for Rick Carlisle to get it done with the upset, or do we have some Oklahoma fans locally who are waiting to see the Thunder and the new Jerry West be on top and Sam Presti?
All about Indy. I can't stand Oklahoma. They're like the Rays, the A's. It's these. I hate these smart teams. there's zero toxic masculinity involved in being smart. So I shun that in all my sports if I can. But sorry, Ruben. I know Ruben's a big fan, but I can't stand them. Nothing I like about them. Nothing good. They're generic colors, generic team name. Don't like team names that don't end in an S. So I'm going to take Indiana.
They're very good, and they're going to be very good for a while, though. It is a thing where it's they don't have the same pull to me as some of the other like really great teams in recent years. I don't know what it is because there's nothing super unlikable about them. They play really good basketball on both ends of the floor. Like, there's nothing you should really dislike about them. Ruben and Cody were talking about this at the last Firehouse. They were like, look, everybody who complains about the three-point shooting era, like, everybody should love the Thunder because the Thunder are the team that, like, they play complete basketball now. So why is everybody shunning them? It's like, I don't know, because it's Oklahoma City. And nobody's, like, really pulled in by that. And Shea doesn't feel like the big marketable star that maybe he should be.
If Joker hadn't won, like, three MVPs in the last 4 years, would Shea still be the MVP?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's part of the other reason why I hate it. But by the way, I hate Indiana too. Okay, this is the same idiot fan base thought Rick Smits was a valuable player. All right, I can't stand them either. Gosh. But this is you know, best of worst worlds.
Rick Carlisle with a St. Louis Cardinals type quote after they won the East, saying, it's basketball everywhere else, but this is Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
The state of Texas is rooting for who, according to Bet Online, with their state surveys?
I would assume OKC. Just
Indiana.
Amount of people that are OKC fans.
Bobby is correct. It is the Pacers. 39 states are rooting for the Pacers. 11 are rooting for the Thunder, including Arkansas, Delaware, Idaho, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, Missouri, Jersey, New York, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin.
Huh.
Everyone else, 39 states rooting for the Pacers, according to this survey.
New York, New Jersey makes sense. They just lost to them.
Yeah, so I guess Delaware is just regional, probably, something like that.
Where is everyone's Rick Carlisle regret, if any, that you have, you know, a whiz kid, not a kid, but you have this brilliant offensive mind. Indiana's numbers are stupid. We'll get to that stuff later on. You look back at some of the Luka stories. Do you blame Luka a little bit more than just old rickety, crotchety Rick with his very terse style? Or do you say it ran its course? It was time for a change. This is a miracle run for them. It's not happening again. It's not like they're building any type of dynasty, because a lot of Mavs fans on the internet saying, look, we gave the NBA playoffs with Luka Doncic, Jalen Brunson, and now Carlisle in the finals.
Yeah, I mean, look, is Rick a better coach than Jason Kidd? Like, yeah, he is. Like, I think it's pretty objective.
Better X's and O's.
Yeah, better X's and O's. Now, there's different aspects of coaching. But Rick is like, you know, an offensive kind of wizard. Yeah, I have a little regret. That's not a lot, because I do think it was probably time. It had run its course. At least it seemed like that here.
Yeah.
And this was after the Donnie crap that went on.
Which Donnie, I think, he's back in town. I saw the great Bob, I don't know what his last name is, hosting a dinner. And I think Donnie's going to be Don. Don and Donnie were at the dinner, but Big Don is being honored in Oklahoma City in one of these first two games for some reason.
Huh. So, like, that whole Donnie situation happened, and Rick was like, all right, not getting along with the star player. I know I'm not breaking in a new GM. I'm out of here. So, it probably had run its course, but there's still a level of regret, because he is a good coach.
I think both things can be true. Zero regret, and he's a great coach. Like, it was time he had to go. Like, I mean, you'd hear whispers that he didn't get along very well with Dirk at times. But, like, I mean, they could work together. It wasn't like we hate each other. But, yeah, they're tough personality to deal with. He is very heavy-handed. He can be a lot. But there's no doubt about it, he's a fantastic coach. Just the way that when we talk about how frustrating it is watching Kidd draw up a play out of a timeout, like, Rick Carlisle would always get you a great look out of a timeout. For a last second shot.
Yeah.
Carlisle, it always felt, was really great at, like, using his timeouts. Like, anytime, you never felt like a run was getting too far along before Carlisle called the timeout. He was really good, I think, at devising different game plans and schemes against teams that they were mismatching against. That's got to be Oklahoma City's biggest concern, is just, what is Carlisle going to scheme up for you? Because if Carlisle can get a game plan right, he can challenge Boston like he did last year. They can beat, you know, the Knicks here, and they can take control of the Knicks. So to me, Carlisle's great, but It had worn out here.
I agree.
Yeah. Look, I mean, to be fair, Kidd and Carlisle didn't get along at the beginning either.
Yeah.
The very beginning.
Yeah.
It took a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah. Rick would draw circles around Jason, but today's NBA, like Schottenheimer said the other day in his presser, his dad is looking down from heaven saying, "What the hell are you doing at practice? What is this ain't a pep rally?" And he's like, but, and it was tremendous perspective, talking about his own father, his own legendary father. He said, "It's a different league, and my dad coached different players back then. And you got to have some guys, maybe that lack of star power." I'm trying to remember the last NBA Finals that had this lack of star power. And we'll get into this later on with what Carlisle had to say. Oklahoma does not have a two. And if you want to call Halliburton a star, fine. But they definitely don't have a two in Pascal Siakam as a star.
Yeah, look, I mean, when Mavs Heat, 06, I mean, they Dirk and Wade obviously were stars.
Yeah.
But, like, Miami had names. They didn't have star. Like, Shaq wasn't a star at that point. You know, like, he wasn't a star anymore.
Gary Payton
wasn't a star anymore.
Yeah.
And we didn't have, like, that true second star either.
Right. All right, is this another example of RJ Choppy's theory and Shaq's? That coaching does not matter with the Phoenix Suns getting their new guy to manage that mess.
Jordan Ott. Whatever that is. He's been on Kenny Atkinson's staff. Whoever that is. Cleveland, right? Zero head coaching experience, which is an odd choice for an aging team of vets. To have a guy that has never coached, like, this is...
Well, Durant's not going to be there.
Right, he's not going to be there. That's the point. Like, they're hiring him not to coach this team. They're hiring him to coach some other group of players.
And Devin Booker had some big say in this and signed off, according to Shams.
So, like, obviously, this means that a lot of these Phoenix players are probably going to be available. Some of them, at least. Maybe you get them a discount now that everybody knows that they're going to be available. Don't get any ideas, Nico. But, yeah, this is another example of... The coach doesn't matter. The Denver Nuggets gave Adelman's kid an extension. Like, they're super win now. The Knicks are the Knicks going to go and give a rookie head coach a job? Maybe they are. I don't know. But that's super win now. Win now teams generally go with, like, win now coaches too.
Boy, it is hard to find a picture of this guy not looking like a complete psycho. Because I did not know who he was. If you look at this man... Look at his, like, he gives off massive, just like, I will kill you vibes. Like,
the white Missoula.
Look at that. Again, just staring daggers. That dude, I don't know. I don't like that energy coming off that
guy. See a lot of the white in the eyes. You know, when you see a lot of the eye white, whatever that's called, whatever part of the eye, that eye. We see a lot of that because he's side-eyeing you. Psycho behavior.
And then, Bobby, you did a lot more digging into what happened with Tom Thibodeau in New York, as there are now reports that the team not thrilled with Jalen Brunson's pops on the bench and his consistent presence with influence and decision-making.
Yeah, Ian Begley from SNY, had a lot of the initial reporting on this, and he had followed up, and this report was really odd about the process of firing Thibodeau. He said that the Knicks conducted a review of players and coaches in the postmortem of the season. And he says the setup of these meetings was different than the traditional exit meeting. He said these exit meetings are traditionally conducted by the leading executive. Each player meets individually with the top executive. Sometimes other front office members are present. But they said this assessment was different. It wasn't all the players. It was only a select few that were interviewed. And in those interviews, they had gotten the feedback that there was an issue with Thibodeau and that they wanted him out. So it's like, okay... Every bit of reporting, even in the aftermath, has been Brunson did not stab Thibodeau in the back. He wanted him. He wanted to keep him here. So who are you talking to? Which couple players are you collecting and saying, this is going to trump either talking to our entire roster or our star?
Because Josh Hart is a Thibodeau guy. I know that. We think Brunson was.
So you're talking to Mitchell Robinson and Bridges? Like, who are you talking to?
Yeah.
Ananobi? Like, I have no idea who... Like, and why that would carry so much weight. I can't imagine you're going like, hey, Kat, tell us what you think. We're going to take Kat's opinion over what anybody else has to say here. And so the fact that they would have just picked out a couple of players and that would have trumped anything Brunson said, anything that the results they got, something seems off. So the feedback they got from these players must have been super critical.
Yeah. And Brunson, like, he didn't have his sit down that trumped everyone?
Right. You would think, think about the NBA is the most star-driven, whatever the star says, they're getting their way. That's been the NBA for two decades now, and that can't win out in New York.
Dan Hurley at UConn did comment on this opening, because you got Dan Hurley, you got Jay Wright, you got Jeff Van Gundy Fund, and he was being quoted, RJ, as saying, oh no, not another summer of that.
Yeah, right? Which, look, I mean, I get it. It's probably the thing he's supposed to say.
After the Lakers summer.
And last year, yeah, I mean, that was, apparently they were close enough to where he had taken a couple of meetings with them, including one where he went out there.
Sounded like he was the guy before Redick. They offered him the job.
It did. Yeah, they did. That was the report. And then his wife, who's got a pretty big hand in all this, and she's like, I'm an East Coast girl. I don't want to leave. I don't want to go out west. Now this, because the same thing happened with Kentucky. You know, Kentucky wanted him. Now this might be different, because depending on where they live in Connecticut, they might not even have to move.
But yeah. not another summer of that.
Meaning the rumors. So
yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I'm trying to lead you to your point where you're saying it wasn't a no.
Yeah, that's not a no. That the point is that, you know, he could say that, and that's the right thing to say right now. But that is not him shutting this down. And we are kind of in recruiting season, which is another interesting little kind of sidebar to all this.
Spending all right. Season.
There it is. Spending. NBA Finals Game 1 starting tonight. OKC is favored by how much?
9.5.
Right? 9.5 on the dot. This could be I thought he was going to be off the show after yesterday's performance, but Peyton Russell is back with the payload, and this may get him actually canceled. Two gender stories.
Oh, no.
Not one, but two gender stories, and how much of your delivery food is being eaten on the way. The payload with a Rangers ticket giveaway next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment?
I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. I mean, gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work, and Peyton just does board hopping.
That is right. It's Thursday, 6:40. It is time for another edition of The Payload. And gentlemen, today is Thursday, but that means tomorrow is...
Friday.
Day off for you?
No, no, no. It's the debut of the Sydney Sweeney Bathwater Bliss soap tomorrow that goes on sale, I believe, at midnight. Midnight tonight. Maybe sometime tomorrow morning it goes on sale. 5,000 will be available. Bobby, I know you were trying to get the pre-order going, but your wife Kristen stopped you.
No, I just used my pull and I got a free one sent to me.
And that'll be sold out by when?
12:01.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be whenever that goes on sale. I'm hoping, I'm praying that it will be like 8 a.m. Eastern time where it goes live and we can do like a live. All right, let's see if we can log in and get, you know, buy a bar of soap. That'd be amazing. But I've made the decision.
Let me write that into the run sheet.
Please.
Also, more importantly, forget about that. Record your wife watching you open up the package and asking what that is. I want to know how many married guys are ordering the Sydney Sweeney bathwater.
Well, I'm not married technically, so I guess I'm clear, but no. I will not be purchasing this. Mackenzie has told me, my fiance said, look, I get the joke of the bathwater, you know, oh, hot girl get their bathwater, whatever, but it'd be sick if you actually did it. It'd be gross if you actually did it.
So she's more fine with you going to the strip club than getting a bar of soap.
Bar of soap if someone's used bathwater. You know, she's like, it'd be like, you know, what RJ's talked about, oh, girls, you know, you guys have purchased girls' farts and stuff on a line that, you know, a jar, but like that's just weird. There's a line notes with just weird.
It's weird, yeah. Especially
so,
with the soap.
And I agree. Yeah. It's a fun joke, but yeah.
I still don't believe this is actually her bathwater either. I think this is a whole like marketing ploy. I don't think she actually. I don't think this is anything that she's actually touched.
You'll have to buy and find out, Bobby. But all right, first story here: Gilbert Arenas. We all know him. He likes to keep it real all the time. But man, it was a bad day for your name to be Carl Anthony Towns. When he got a hold of him, because I'm sure a lot of people have seen the memes now of Cat screaming or maybe moaning a little bit when he gets fouled. But now he has been bullied by the one and only Gilbert Arenas. This was on his podcast, Gil's Arena, where he just went straight after Carl Anthony Towns.
On Cat himself. It's him. It's his physical makeup. Long legs, short torso, big ass feet. There's nothing he can do. He's built like a whole f***ing bitch. He's built like a girl. No. He has girl hips. He's like a full WNBA player.
God, it just took one video. One guy that just called Cat out from trying to make a funny video, and it's gone viral.
Man, the kids are all the kids are merciless with Cat.
Dude,
just the oh my God.
Yeah. It's oh my God.
Yeah.
There's AI videos of him trying to go through TSA and he's got the bubble butt and everything. He's like, you're going to have to pat me down, guys. And dude, it's so bad out there.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a player who was last mocked like this in sports, just so consistently. Like a good play, like Durant, when maybe like 10 years ago, he was really going through the phase of like everybody knew they could draw him off sides. He used to get mocked pretty heavily. But like, Cat is the number one target for just like, let's make fun of him.
I have nothing to say.
Oh, come on, Sean. I was really hoping this would be.
I think you guys covered it all. RJ did the moan and
you saw
the impersonation.
Yeah, oh, my God.
That's
oopsies.
And one. You saw Cat. Did you see Cat shared something to his like Instagram story yesterday of like a basketball or something with like painted nails holding it or something in response to Gil?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, he posted that.
Yeah,
himself?
He put it on his Instagram story.
I mean, how's he built like a woman? You know,
he's really not.
Yeah, how's he built like a WNBA player? The comments actually, I went in like the first 10 or 15, and I'm sure there was plenty laughing at it, but people are destroying Arenas. Like, yeah, he's built like that and has all these mannerisms and still had way better of a career than you did. So people talking about Cat versus Arenas.
Have you seen the picture that keeps going around on Cat ever since all this started? This is the one that everybody keeps passing around of him on the Jason Tatum layup.
The hands up.
He's just like,
yeah, I saw it. I seen it.
I really hope. I know Cat, you know, he's out of the playoffs now, but next season, if he just leans into the bit a little bit, you know,
he did with the painted nails.
I think he has. Well,
no, but I mean, like during the game, like if he really did, you know, let out a little scream every time he got fouled.
There's the video.
Oh, I know he does, but I mean, if he like really leaned into it, like, you know, every time, like you could just pick it up on the audio, I think that'd be great.
Is he married? Does he have kids? Does he have a family? Do any of us know this?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Not sure, but yeah, I don't know how you recover this if you're Cat. You know, this is one of those jokes that you make, and it's just, God, it's all downhill from here.
He's been in a relationship with Jordan Woods since 2020.
Oh, isn't she famous for something?
I know the name.
She is known for her reality television show Life of Kylie. She's on that.
Okay. I think she messed around with one of the Kardashians' dudes. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
But guys, we have another flight story here. We'll go to gender number two here, Sean. Gender reveals on flights. More shenanigans on these flights. It seemed like for a little while, you know, a little bit ago, we were talking about all these constant plane issues happening. And now we have actual events taking place on flights. We had the story yesterday about the girl who was singing songs from the movie Moana. And now we have gender reveals on flights. This was a flight to Paris, and this couple decided it was just the perfect time to find out the gender of their baby. This couple had everyone on flight involved here. We have the video up on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Thank you, Aiden, for that. They had each passenger like kind of hold up a pink or blue piece of paper depending on if they were gonna, you know, want it to be a boy or a girl. They were cutting pieces of cake with the glasses. You know, wine glasses, and when you got to the middle, it was either blue or pink. But, you know, and I don't mind events taking place. I hope one of these would happen on my flights. You know, Aiden back here was dogging the idea. He didn't like it. He was like, it would annoy the hell out of me.
That's right, Aiden.
But, you know, when these events take place, it's like, as long as it doesn't take up the whole flight, you know, if you just get quick to the point, I'm fine with it. But we have another, you know, event taking place on these flights.
You know, I'm fine with this. First of all, they gave cupcakes out. So,
free cupcake.
I mean, mm-hmm. You give a free cupcake. I mean, who's gonna you know, crap on it? And second of all, like, flights are miserable anyway. Like, this passes the time.
Yeah.
This is now 3 more minutes. I don't have to, you know, lick the window.
Yep.
You know, drool all over the idiot next to me.
I used to always be floored by the people who didn't want to know the sex of the baby at all, because I was just like, wouldn't you want to, like, know what clothes to buy and everything else? Like, be ready for the kid to get here? That always blew me away. And I was like, that seems a little silly. 10 times out of 10, way better than the big time, like, gender reveal person who will do something like this on a plane. Like, that's where it's just like, come on. When we've gone to these fire stations, they've told us before, like, some of the biggest incidents they've had to respond to recently have been just stupid, messed up gender reveal parties and things like that. And so this is,
so
this
your
would
wife
beat
never
me down.
Wanted to do one?
No. This would beat me down. If I was on the flight and they were doing this, I would be annoyed.
Free cupcake.
I'd be annoyed. Right? I
take your
I don't
mind away from crashing.
No, like, that's, again, that's me being proven right. So that's the only thing that is.
What's being proven right?
Like me, I wouldn't be. It wouldn't be anything that I'd be focused on out of fear. I'd be like, I was right. That's why the plane didn't manage to stay up.
The only thing I think people could really, you know, get behind him. Actually, you know, have a say in being annoyed is like, if you know, because some of these flights, they have like the screens on the back of the chairs, and like if they pause it to make an announcement, they'll pause your video. If you're watching on your phone, you can or listen to music, you can just keep watching it. So that's what I think if they were, you know, pausing people's videos and movies because they were making a gender reveal announcement. Because if you don't want to participate and you're just grouchy old man, you know, screaming at clouds literally, you know, then I get it. But you know,
it's just I wouldn't mind it like RJ, but just the nerve, like. The nerve of being like, I'm going to do this and have everyone else participate. Yeah. Everyone else is going to want to participate right. in this. Like, the attention that you want on yourself.
No one's
that
gonna,
I would roll my eyes at.
Right, because...
Give me chocolate or vanilla.
Give me chocolate. There you go. But I think because all people are thinking, like, there's going to be a fraction of the population in that plane that are going to be like, oh, I can already hear your baby screaming.
Hmm. Or singing Moana.
Or singing the Moana. There you go.
All right, it is the payload every Thursday at this time. Guys, last story here. Have you ever been a victim of your food being eaten by a delivery driver? You receive the food and then you notice maybe the fries have been knocked over in a little, you know, suspicious way, or maybe someone might have nibbled on your food.
No.
No.
Okay. I have not noticed that. And this story made me think of the foods that would get picked on the most, picked at. Besides fries.
Fries seem to be the only one that you can get away with. You have one, no one will notice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what else? Like, it's a 6-piece McNugget. It's right. a 12-piece popcorn chicken. Not that you're maybe counting 12 of them. Like, what else could there be delivery-wise? You're going to notice A slice of pizza missing. What other foods? A little roll of sushi. A lot of times they're lined up evenly.
Yeah, they're lined up evenly. Like you can notice pieces. It. Yeah, absolutely.
You could probably, I mean, you can't pop the straw, but you could probably pop the top of a drink and take a sip off of it.
Like a milkshake or something.
Yeah, that would be disgusting.
It would be absolutely gross. I always see everything sealed when I get it. I've never even seen a seal popped when it's been delivered.
Yeah, it's been really difficult nowadays to, in my opinion, to grab any food unless you're just fine with it. I guess opening up, maybe, you know, these delivery drivers are experts now at being able to reseal stuff. But this is a delivery food driver who has admitted now that he gets a little hungry while delivering food out and about. You know, sometimes he's stuck in traffic and he's taken some fries from customers multiple times. They call him the fry jacker. He's at it again. And he's also said in this story that it's not just him doing it, that most delivery drivers he knows does it. So now he's calling everyone out for this. And this just, you know, gives everyone a panic. Now do I actually, and it screws everyone over that, you know, has the business of delivering food and does it for a living there. Because I really do. I like the delivery food people. I like the Uber Eats out there. You know, they're a sponsor of us. They love, you know, giving us food and stuff. Very easy to order from them. But, I mean, yeah. It's just when a story like this happens, it always just gets in my mind a little bit like, okay, like, you know, do I trust this person who I have absolutely no idea delivering my food?
Not going to stop me at all from delivering. When you're hungover, when you're lazy.
Do you do a lot of food delivery? I never do it. Do you do a lot of it?
Not a ton. Maybe. Probably once every 2 weeks, maybe.
Oh. Krista.
A sushi special. Now I don't order unless I go right to the deals. Because everything is so expensive nowadays. If it's not a buy one, get one, I know it sounds scary with sushi, that's really the only delivery I get now. So okay. I'm getting like $80 worth of sushi. No, I'm getting $100 worth of sushi for $50.
Yep. That's a good deal. My kids want to, can we Uber Eats like some fast food? I'm like, do you have any idea how much the upcharge is? Just like,
I've now paid for the memberships in these things, like Uber Eats, Instacart, just hoping. Oh,
Kristen did. Yeah, Kristen paid for the one of them because she was like, we get guilty if like we're sitting down to watch a show at night and it's like, oh, let's get something to eat while we're sitting here. And she's like, well, I'll go pick it up. I was like, I don't want you to leave. I want to watch this. Like, let's watch it and get it delivered. Onion Rings 972 said you could snatch.
Yeah.
972, former Uber driver here, and it's 100% the fries is what people snack on.
There it is, another edition of The Payload with Peyton Phillip Russell. Thursday here on Sean and RJ with the Rangers Royals ticket giveaway coming up at 7:20 and the most local segment in radio. It is going to be the Neighborhood Watch. But are the Dallas Cowboys going to get an early break because of Barry Sanders causing a retirement in the NFC East? We'll take you around the National Football League on the home of the Cowboys next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.